joining me right now to talk about his campaign for Attorney General in the Republican primary, Ken Paxton. Mr. Paxton, welcome back to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful day. I appreciate you having me on.
Absolutely. I appreciate you coming on today. This is a crowded race here for Attorney General and some big shoes to fill. I think a lot of Republican primary voters would feel the same way, that these are big shoes to fill. How exactly do you separate yourself from the other candidates in this race?
Well, first of all, I agree with you that we have big shoes to fill. I think Greg Evans done a great job. But I think it's my 11-year record. For one thing, I am the conservative in the race. If you look at our records, you'll find that I've been a consistent conservative, not up and down, and conservative on both social and fiscal issues. And there's nobody else in the race other than me that can say that. And then I also have 22 years of legal experience that I think is critical to being the chief legal officer for the state.
And you're a lot of folks would say your primary opponent right now would be Dan Branch. Do you think he's not conservative enough?
Well, we have very different records on both fiscal issues, whether it's voting on tax bills. I've often fought some of the very tax bills that he's trying to pass, whether it's the payroll tax or the franchise tax or other tax bills. I've also been on the other side of some of the social issue fights on abortion and trying to stop him from passing a bill that would have allowed third trimester abortions.
Why do you think those issues come into play in an attorney general's race?
Well, because the attorney general is going to be dealing with a lot of the issues that the legislature has passed, like our pro-life bill that we passed, HB 2. And so unless you have an attorney general who really believes in the cause and believes in the fight, you don't get the same kind of representation.
Visiting with Ken Paxton, you can visit his website, kenpaxton.com. One of the issues that you bring up on your website is protecting taxpayers. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, you know, my fight for years, I was on the Ways and Means Committee in the House, and one of the key issues in our state has been property taxes and business tax. And Republicans have not necessarily done a great job over the last 11 or 12 years in reducing property taxes and eliminating some of these business taxes. We've actually passed business taxes. So one of my big fights throughout my legislative career has been to reduce all kinds of different taxes because, in my opinion, we need a more limited government. We need a government that's limited by the Constitution and how much it can spend. And then we need to return more money to the taxpayers because right now you are a renter of your home forever. You never get to own your home. And there's something wrong with a system that never allows you to own your home. Because if you don't pay your property taxes, they come and take your home.
Visiting with Ken Paxton here on the program, a Republican candidate for Attorney General. What are some of the big issues that you see coming in the future that you may have to face if elected Attorney General?
Well, the first is Obamacare. I spent my entire session trying to stop the expansion of Obamacare in Texas because that was my biggest concern going in. Was that we would expand Medicaid and that we would create a state health care exchange, which I think would be detrimental to our businesses. And so I spent my entire session killing bills, both Republican and Democratic bills, that would have done that, and we were successful. I think that effort by the Attorney General to stop the expansion of Obamacare in the state is critical, because I think that's the worst piece of legislation that I've seen in my lifetime. We're also going to have to defend our marriage laws. They're coming after what we passed in 2005, which was our constitutional amendment that defined marriage between a man and a woman. You look at what happened in California, their attorney general, despite the fact that the voters out there passed the constitutional amendment to protect marriage, their attorney general failed to defend it. And the same thing is happening in Washington. The attorney general, Eric Holder, is failing to protect and defend our DOMA, our defense of marriage laws, that are federal. And so if you don't have an attorney general that's willing to stand up and fight on those issues that the legislature has pushed, and in this case, a constitutional amendment that the people of Texas have passed, we've got real problems. So those are some of the issues, along with voter ID and our redistricting plan. I think there are going to be issues that we haven't even anticipated yet that are coming at us, because I think the Obama administration is going to become more and more aggressive as their time period in office goes down.
visiting with Ken Paxton. Let's go back to gay marriage for just a little bit, because we've seen, just in the past week or two, we've seen a lot of different states, or a handful of different states, that have had their gay marriage bans overturned by different courts. Now, this is something that will work its way up to the Supreme Court. Do you feel as though Texas is in a position right now that's in a good position to defend the marriage laws that it has? Or do you see a lot of these different these courtrooms and judges, do you see them being hostile towards bans on gay marriage?
Well, you know, different circuits have different types of judges. You know, sure. The Ninth Circuit, which has struck down some of these marriage laws, is a very liberal circuit. I think the Fifth Circuit is a much more conservative circuit where we are. So I think we've got a really good chance of defending our marriage laws. And ultimately, you know, it's probably going to be a decision by the Supreme Court on which way they're going to go. And I certainly hope they don't federalize this and they allow for states under the 10th Amendment to pass their own marriage laws and to make their own decisions. Because if we get into a deal like we have on abortion where they federalize abortion, we're going to be in a battle for our lives for decades.
You brought up you'll have to defend issues that the state legislature passes. And one of the issues that the current attorney general and we presume the next governor, Greg Abbott, has talked about, open carry and also campus carry. Where do you stand on those issues?
You know, I was an author of the campus carry bill. I'm in favor of strongly in favor of that. I'm also in favor of open carry. I'm very much a Second Amendment guy. I've been A-rated by the NRA since I've been in the legislature over the last 11 years, and so I am a huge supporter of the Second Amendment and our right to carry.
What can the Attorney General, and this is one of the last questions I have for you, what can the Attorney General do about securing the border? I know that's one of the top issues you've been discussing as well.
Well, you know, when I was in the legislature, we allocated more money for border security. Obviously, this is a federal issue that they are ignoring. And, you know, one of the struggles that the border states have, you look at Arizona, they tried to pass laws that gave their officials more ability to detain illegal immigrants. So we've got, obviously, that ended up being preempted by by federal law, and the Supreme Court overruled pretty much everything that Arizona did. So I actually tried to pass, and I still think this needs to be passed, a bill that relates to what's called the 287G program. And this is a federal law that we could work with that would allow us to do almost everything that Arizona wanted to do, but we could do it in a way that would not be preempted. And that would allow local law enforcement to do a lot of what we want them to do, which is detain and help be part of deporting many of these illegals that the federal government's not doing the job on. So we need the legislature to give local law enforcement more tools and the attorney general more tools to deal with this issue. And we're it wouldn't be that difficult to pass. We get the right leadership in the House and the Senate. I think you get that to the floor. I think we can pass that, give the tools to our local law enforcement that we need to protect our borders.
Republican candidate for Attorney General Ken Paxton joining me here on the program. You can visit his website, kenpaxton.com. One last time, go ahead and give your, I guess, one of your final pitches out there as early voting starts tomorrow. To the voters, why they should vote for you over the other candidates in this race.
Look, you know, this is a critical position for the state. A lot of people don't realize the assault that we're under by the federal government. And what we need to do is have somebody that we know is going to stand up and make the fight. You know, we elected a president that people listened to what he said, but they didn't look at his record. So I encourage people to look at my conservative record, my history of standing up and fighting, even in my own party. When I've seen that my own party is going the wrong direction, I'm not afraid to take that fight. And I think I'm the only one in this race. I know I'm the only one in this race that has the conservative record, and two, is willing not just to say I'm going to fight Obama, but willing to stand up in my own party, which is in Texas, what we've had to do. I'm the one that's had to do that, and I've done it.
Ken Paxton, thank you very much. KenPaxton.com.
Hey, thank you. Talk to you later.